This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Google disrupted a criminal group's attempt to use artificial intelligence to exploit another company's previously unknown digital vulnerability, adding to heightened worries across government and private industry about AI's risks for cybersecurity. Google shared limited information about the attackers and the target, but John Hultquist, chief analyst at the tech giant's threat intelligence arm, said it represents a moment that cybersecurity experts have warned about for years: malicious hackers arming themselves with AI to supercharge their ability to break into the world's computers. "It's here," Hultquist said. "The era of AI-driven vulnerability and exploitation is already here." Google said it observed a group of prominent threat actors planning a big operation relying on a bug they had found. The vulnerability allowed them to bypass two-factor authentication to access a popular online system administration tool, which Google declined to name. The company called it a zero-day exploit, a cyber attack that takes advantage of a previously unknown security vulnerability. Zero-day refers to the fact that the security engineers have had 0 days to develop a fix for that vulnerability. Google said it notified the affected company and law enforcement and was able to disrupt the operation before it caused any damage. But as it traced the hackers' footprints, it found evidence that they had used an AI large language model, the same technology that powers popular chatbots, to discover the vulnerability. Hultquist said that compared with government spies who typically work slowly and quietly, criminal hackers have some of the most to gain from AI's tremendous capability for speed in finding and weaponizing security bugs. There's a race between you and them to stop them before they can essentially get whatever data they need to extort you with or launch ransomware, he said. AI is going to be a huge advantage because they can move a lot faster. A Bozeman man has been convicted of hunting violations after poaching a deer which a witness recorded. The witness video and photos of the illegal deer kill helped wardens investigate the Bozeman man who was later convicted in the Madison County hunting case. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks said that Juan Garcia Gomez pleaded guilty last month in Madison County Justice Court to misdemeanor counts of unlawful possession of a game animal, unlawful hunting from a public highway, and failing to validate his general deer license. Last November, a witness took video near Jeffers, Montana, just southeast of Ennis, that showed Garcia Gomez in the roadway, leaning against his vehicle and shooting a mule deer buck on a nearby hillside. After illegally shooting the deer, Garcia Gomez loaded the animal into his vehicle and left. The witness found a spent shell casing in the road, took a photo of it, and reported the case to FWP. Wardens then worked with the Madison County Sheriff's Office to detain Garcia Gomez and investigate the incident. Garcia Gomez was convicted on 3 misdemeanor counts, paid $1,100 in fines, and had his hunting and fishing privileges suspended for 2 years nationwide. Montana is part of the Interstate Wildlife Violator Compact, which means that a loss of hunting privileges in one state applies in all 50 states. Did you know, in 1852, Peter Roget, after a lifetime of making lists of names that mean the same or similar thing as a way to ward off depression, Roget published his book of synonyms into Roget's Thesaurus. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.